Okay, so this is a new segment I'm going to be putting on periodically, and it's called Jez Watch. And Jezebel was that religious, effeminate, angry, bitter woman that ruled in Israel with King Ahab. And if you know anything about Jezebel in the Bible, we know her attributes, we see them. And it's a spirit, though. There's a spirit that's connected with Jezebel. And it's a picture for us because when we go to the New Testament, we see a picture. We see Jezebel there that seduces the prophets of the Lord to sin. It is an effeminate, seducing, hateful, manipulative spirit. And it is prevalent today in religion. It is religious harlotry. That is the essence of the spirit of Jezebel. You have Babylon in there and everything else. So, I'm going to put a segment on about this, and periodically I'm going to show you where that spirit of Jezebel like comes up and roars and makes itself known. I preached a sermon a while back called Jezebel, is a religious spirit, or Jezebel's a religious, or something like that. And how Jezebel was religious, and the strange woman is likened to false religions. Both those things are connected. The spirit of feminism today in America, the hate, the Me Too movement, the hate of men, all of that. But let's get a little more pointed here. Let's take it down a little bit to this article that is in lifenews.com. Now you have to see this picture, and maybe I can upload this picture to Sermon Audio so you can see this picture, okay? But you've got to see this picture because this picture says it all here. Now, here's what the title of the article is: Episcopal Church hosts pro-abortion rally featuring Christian, in quotations, pastors promoting abortions. Now, in the picture, you find one, two, well, three. I think that's a woman. I'm not really sure what that is. It probably is a woman, but who really knows? Four, five, there's a guy, an Ahab. Six for another woman, and a pastor standing up, seven, a man, an Ahab standing up there. Okay, and you get the picture. These effeminate Jezebels, or these Jezebels, they're not very feminine. They're not very feminine. But the men are effeminate. It pushes a spirit of effeminacy on men, and it makes them back off. It makes them weak. It's kind of like if you listen to Ellen G. White. Ellen G. White says, every guy that listens to Ellen G. White talks like this. It's like all of them have this same voice, and their wives are bold as lions, and the men are cowered in fear. Because of what these women do and how they treat them and how they're taught that dominating spirit. And God called men to stand up in war against that spirit and war for manhood and, fight against all the lying accusations of wicked Jezebels and fight against the lying accusations of Jezebel as a spirit that seduces the prophets of the Lord to sin. Anytime you have women in leadership like this, you are going to have the wrong spirit. You are going to have men that cower in fear, and you are going to have women that try to dominate men. And women, they make emotional decisions in leadership based off of their spirit. So this Episcopal Church, what's going on here? A group of Ohio religious leaders criticized lawmakers' efforts to pass protections for unborn babies Thursday during a pro-abortion protest at a church in downtown Columbus. Now, I want you to stop here and think of this. Do you understand what they just said? This is a pro-abortion protest at church in downtown Columbus. The event at Trinity Episcopal Church, coordinated by the Ohio Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice. Now, let's stop there. Because really what you need to call this is the Ohio Religious Coalition for Butchering Babies. That's the truth. It's kind of like trying to make the Patriot Act something good. It's kind of like trying to make those things something good. So you call it pro-choice. No, why don't you call what it is? We are pro-murdering babies and destroying them from the mother's womb. Why don't you just tell the truth? That's really what it is. Boy, that's a little too pointed for some people. Well, good. It's about time some men stand up and boldly proclaim the things without apology for women and without apology for what they're going to think. Because women, real women that love Jesus Christ, want to have strong men. Women that hate Jesus Christ and hate manhood, guess what? They war against manhood. They lie, they're wicked as hell, and they hate the Word of God. But they feign to have a religiousness about them. Oh, they're religious, all right. Religious as hell. Now listen to this. This group comes together, including Christian and Jewish leaders who oppose a bill to prohibit abortions after unborn babies have a detectable heartbeat about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The State House passed the bill in November, and the Senate is considering it this week. It is expected to pass the Republican-controlled legislature. They call them faith leaders, organize, are speaking against bans on reproductive rights. How do you say that? How does any person that calls himself a Christian bans on reproductive rights? No, we don't have a problem with your reproductive rights. We want you to reproduce. God says be fruitful and multiply. We want you to stop killing babies. See how that works? No, we want you to stop killing babies. You're a liar and you're a baby murderer. That's what you are. And if you're a baby murderer, there's nothing you'll stop at. There's no lie you'll stop at. There's no deceit you'll stop at. There's no wickedness you'll stop at. If you'll murder a baby, you'll do anything. The Reverend Terry Williams, a United Church of Christ minister from Chillicothe who spoke at the protests, claimed to stand for women's rights by opposing the pro-life bill. In his most... I think it's a man. I will not stand here idly and let them strip away the rights of women and others in our state to make right decisions for them and their family, Williams said. Translation, I will not stand here and defend the life of a baby. I will allow people to kill them. You know, Jesus said they were going to do those things because they know not the Father, and they were going to do it in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, that is the spirit of Jezebel. That is why I'm starting this Jez Watch. That is the purpose of it, because that is that spirit of Jezebel. And I thank God for every godly woman out there that is submissive to her husband, that loves her children. You are going to be attacked by Jezebels around the world because they hate manhood and they have to war against it. They hate children. They hate the raising of children. Oh, they'll pretend that they're kind and they're loving, but they're not. When they get a chance to war against a bold man, that's exactly what they're going to do. That's what that spirit does. Here's what it also does. This Reverend Terry Williams of the United Church of Christ, it gives them a spirit of effeminacy. Like he wants to rise up and burn his bra that he doesn't have. Well, I hope he doesn't have one anyway. But that's what he's going to want to do. Why? Because they have that effeminate spirit. I'm here to let people murder babies. Think about it. See, Pastor Cooley, that's kind of bold, isn't it? That's kind of brassy. Yeah, it is. So is coming in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and thinking it's okay to butcher babies. Yeah, that's pretty bold, I'd say. I'd say we ought to start getting a little bolder. I'd say we ought to start standing up like men, bringing the truth forth and thundering it out and fighting that spirit. The only way to defeat that spirit is to headlong, like Jehu, drive furiously through it. And don't back down. Don't back down for their lies. Don't back down for their wicked accusations. Don't back down for anything. And pray God brings them down. Pray for their defeat. I'll tell you one thing. I pray God defeat those spirits. I pray God puts them down in Jesus' name. I do. And the wickedness that goes on with these people. The absolute wickedness that goes on with them. The Reverend Dr. Marion Stewart of the First Unitarian Universal Church of Columbus. Man, if that don't sound like a house of hell, I don't know what does. You listen to that for a second. Does that not sound like a house of hell to you? This bill, which does not protect the health of the women or rape victims, is not pro-life. Whoa, wait a minute. Does not protect the health of the woman. Well, I didn't know the woman, the health of the woman was at risk. I thought our laws already protect the health of a woman. If she needs help, if she needs surgery, our country has a medical system in which if you need a surgery, you get it. So the health of the woman is already protected. Do you see the sophistry here and the Jezebel manipulation that's here? Do you see that? Do you see that spirit of Jezebel right there? You know, Jezebel, she wrote things in her husband's name. Yeah. Just like they try to take the name of the Lord in vain and write in his name. They try to whitewash this with some religion. This bill does protect life, though. An unborn baby's heartbeat is detectable around 6 weeks of pregnancy, though new research suggests it may begin as early as 18 days after conception. In 2017, 20,893 unborn babies were aborted in Ohio. According to the State Department of Health, most of these babies would be protected if the legislation goes into effect. Other speakers included Friar Dick Burnett, the rector at Trinity, Elena Ramsey, executive director of the Pro-Abortion Coalition. I mean, can you imagine that? The National Council of Jewish Women, Columbus, Dr. Deborah Stevens, who appears to be the pastor of Broad Street United Methodist Church in Columbus. Boy, that's a good name for it, isn't it? Broad Street. Broad is the way that lead to destruction. Broad is the road that leads to destruction, right? Broad, the Broadway. Man, you can't get an even better name for that, can you? I don't think you can get a better name. And Rabbi Jessica Schimberg. Yeah, can you show me any female rabbis in the Bible? No, I'll show you a religious woman named Jezebel. This Rabbi Jessica Schimberg, who appears to be from the Little Minyan Kehila, a Jewish congregation in Central Ohio, the radical pro-abortion group NARL, also participated. The religious leaders' opposition to the bill contradicts centuries of Judeo-Christian teaching about the sanctity of life. Scriptures teach that all human lives are valuable because they are created in the image of God, and modern science has proven that unborn babies are living, unique human beings from the moment of conception. You know, God says he knew them in their mother's womb before their bones were formed in the womb. God knew them. God called Jeremiah from the womb. This is that spirit. This is that spirit of Jezebel. You have a religious spirit here, and what are they doing? Seducing the prophets of the Lord, seducing Christian people in the name of God to sin. Do you understand that? That's the work. That's the work of Jezebel. That's what's going on here. And God said he's going to judge it. God says he's going to deal with it. God says he's not going to let them get away with it. And it's high time that God's people call these things out for exactly what they are. In the end times here, in Revelation chapter 2, what we find here, notwithstanding, in verse number 20, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. I will kill her children, he said. He said, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her. God says they're going to burn the dirty whore when he's finished. That's what's going to happen. We know that Jezebels go to hell. We know that is a spirit of Antichrist. It is a spirit of a devil. We know that the dogs licked up the blood of Jezebel from her wicked deeds. no lying, false, wicked spirit like that. And people that hold that spirit will ever enter into the kingdom of heaven. If you have that spirit, repent. Get it right. Turn from it before it's too late. God's warning is out there and pure. It's true. It's real. God's word is real. Repent ye therefore and be converted. But we need to expose these things, and we need to make sure that people understand that this is not what we hold to. This is not biblical Christianity. We are in the midst of Babylon, and this is the first of many, Lord willing, Jez watches.